Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 28. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 15. Southwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer on Saturday, sunshine with our high of 33. Clear skies throughout Saturday night with a low around 15. And sunny and 50 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Currently it's 14 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are less than a week away from Thanksgiving Day, which means it's time to get the items for the feast, although it may be difficult this year between the turkey shortage and the high inflation.
So for us, we've seen about a 20 cent per pound cost increase on turkeys.
That was Sheila Regeer, the spokeswoman for Dillon's on Cake News, where many say it may be hard to get the Thanksgiving turkey this year, as even places like Yoder Meats said they didn't even receive any of the big birds.
Everyone's getting back to normal, so they're, you know, getting back with their families. Problem is we're not having those big turkeys anymore. We used to do about 300, 16 to 20 pounders, so we have a zero this year. And we usually do about 400 to 500 smaller birds, and we only got about 275, 300.
Even with the price hikes and the inflation this year, many grocery stores, however, are trying to find ways to make the Thanksgiving dinner economical.
Inflationary pressures have really impacted our customers. That's why we're doing everything that we can to keep those prices low.
Mid-America Network News.
Do you often worry you left your garage door open? Get a LiftMaster garage door opener powered by MyQ, and you'll never worry again. You can control, secure, and monitor your garage from your smartphone anytime, anywhere. Your authorized LiftMaster dealer, Cheney Door Company, has smart openers designed for your needs with belt drive motors for ultra-quiet operation, integrated camera for live video streaming, and battery backup that lets you in when the power is out. Cheney Door Company in Wichita, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Cheney Door Company.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
A food bank that's run by a church in Marion County trying to help many struggling citizens in the community had a potential disaster over the last week, as just before their monthly event, their freezers went out, losing everything inside. However, one of the residents in the community helped out in a big way.
When we got there, the freezers were empty, and I thought, well, some people have less than I do, so I decided, hey, let's donate it to the food bank.
That was 9-year-old Hannah from Peabody on Cake News, who says she was proud of herself for getting her first deer during hunting season, but after seeing the freezers empty, she ended up donating much of the deer meat to the food bank. Overall, between her donations, along with volunteers in the community, they say the monthly event on Saturday went on without a hitch.
You think, man, are we ever going to have enough food for this next time or whatever? And all you have to do is put out a notice, you know, just let the get the word out. And all of a sudden, there's food.
That audio from Cake News. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A housing unit at the Nebraska State Penitentiary is still closed after a water main burst that happened last week, and there's no timeline right now on when the housing units may reopen, causing severe issues with the inmates.
And there were recommendations to do a study of the water system, the plumbing, back as early as 2009, if not earlier, and nothing was ever done. They're losing a lot of those privileges that they had at the other facility as far as their out-of-cell time, going to different parts of like the outdoor yard, going to a gym, going to eat in a cafeteria. Things like that have really impacted them, so it's causing some stress on them.
That was Doug Kobernick, the Inspector General for the Nebraska Correctional Facility, on NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff. They said in result of the flooding, 134 state penitentiary inmates had to be moved to a brand new housing unit at the Reception and Treatment Center. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A shooting in Beatrice late Wednesday evening resulted in arrest of a man with crime history in Texas. 35-year-old Mitchell Brooks faces second-degree assault and weapons charges after he allegedly shot a female at a home in the 100 block of North 9th Street. She was found unresponsive by authorities with a gunshot wound to her leg and was transported to a Lincoln hospital, where she was listed in stable condition. Mitchell said the gun went off accidentally. However, he was prohibited from firearm possession after prior incidents in Texas. There was another witness at the residence, and a child was reported sleeping in an adjacent room. They were not affected. Christmas Cheer in the Pines benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services is planned Friday in Waterville. A festival of trees with silent and live auctions will be featured, as well as refreshments and entertainment from Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall. The event begins Friday evening at 6 at the Waterville Firehouse. Tickets available at the door. MAC production Nana Goes to Vegas is Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School auditorium, with tickets at the door. A dedication is planned Saturday in Washington for the Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 tribute. Ron Newts outlines the day's activities.
I would get there early. We're going to start with some music and things around the courtyard square around 9, give or take. It's going to be cold. People need to be dressed this way. The traffic will be probably tough, we anticipate. We're going to have some very, very honorable people that will be speaking and attending this. We'll move to the fairgrounds after the dedication is done at the courthouse, so there'll be a meet and greet. We've got various things planned for the day that people don't want to miss. Fort Riley Mounted Color Guard will be here. The flyover, it'll be wonderful. We've got a group that will be parachuting in at the fairgrounds with American flag, Kansas flag, and Special Forces flag.
Mark Newch, a Washington County native who led the forces in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, was a public affairs guest on KNDY in 2018 and spoke of his background and experiences leading in the movie production 12 Strong, released that year. In honor of Saturday's dedication, we'll rebroadcast that interview on KNDY this Saturday morning at 7:10 as our public affairs interview.
So our mission and plan, you know, once we establish that initial contact and we're trying to figure out if we can work with these different organizations, you know, is very much an Afghan plan. The real magic of what our team did with the CIA teammates was to bring three different ethnic factions that had all been rivals, get them to come together and unite in common cause in fighting against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we raised, you know, an army of thousands within weeks, and we coordinated an uprising across 5 provinces. And that mission was successful in many aspects. We liberated the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif, and that led to the liberation of those northern provinces. And it really, you know, generated a great amount of hope with other groups that were really in desperate situations because of the Taliban's harsh rule.
Ron Newts commented as to how the project came about.
Well, what we learned after it could be released was a big deal to us, especially knowing that Mark was from Washington County. We needed to do something to show appreciation and to all of our veterans. So we got a group together, and we decided to work this monument. We actually started thinking about this in 2019. And then COVID hit. That slowed us down a lot. It's been a long time coming for this, but I think with the final product, it'll be first class.
Again, the dedication 10 a.m. Saturday at the courthouse in Washington, and the events will follow at fairgrounds. Gage County Courthouse lighting ceremony is planned Sunday, November 20th at 5:25 p.m. in Beatrice.
Adam Helmrichs, age 41, of Lincoln, passed away November 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, November 19th, 10:30 at St. Mark's Methodist Church in Lincoln at 8550 Pioneers Boulevard. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roper & Sons South Mortuary in Lincoln at 3950 Honesty Drive. Roper & Sons in charge of arrangements for Adam Helmrichs. Gerald Snyder, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away November 13th. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, November 22nd, 11 a.m. at First Christian First Presbyterian Church in Pawnee City. Nurnment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Gerald Snyder. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, baked beans, asparagus, and cinnamon apples. Monday, chili with cornbread, relish, mixed fruit, and cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, November 19th. Several items in this month's box include frozen peaches, apples, and chicken breast. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you can do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center. No boxes can be saved for a later date. The distribution's Friday at the Helvering Center from 9 to 10 a.m. and for income-qualified Marshall County residents only.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto, across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout today and Saturday before a nice warm-up throughout Sunday. And conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny. For today, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Winds shift to the southwest between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Slightly warmer on Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Winds shift back to the northwest between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still much cooler over Saturday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper teens. But a nice warm up on Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies and much warmer throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And these temperatures will continue to stay much warmer until Thanksgiving. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 53, record high on this date 75. The average low 31 and the record low 9 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:14. And it's 14 degrees this morning at sunrise.
That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239. My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at mysisterscloset.kansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
King Henry does it again, and a big change for Sunday night football. Hi, everyone. This is Mark Remillard reporting on sports. Thursday night football last night at Lambeau Field.
Hands. Henry throws. Touchdown, Titans! Henry took the handoff and then hit Hooper with a jump pass for a big sixer.
The call from WGFX, Derrick Henry with the trick play. He threw and ran for a touchdown, helping the Titans to a 27-17 win over the Packers. This weekend's Bills-Browns game, which was originally scheduled for Sunday in Buffalo, is being moved. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that it's due to multiple feet of snow expected to hit upstate New York.
They wanted to get the game out of there and out of that city, and they decided to move it to Detroit, where, conveniently enough, the Bills happened to play on Thanksgiving Day.
The game remains scheduled for 1 p.m. Sunday. To hockey.
Save and a rebound. Another shot falls up. Yegor Sharangovich scores. Devils win it in overtime. 11 straight victories.
Woo! The call on Power 97. Yegor Sharangovich gets the rebound goal to win it late for the Devils. 3-2, the final score. Their 11th straight win. In St. Louis.
Brings it in from the right side. Wade shoots. Save, Grice. Bring out the Zamboni.
KSMO on the call. Thomas Grice gets the game-winning save in a shootout. The Blues defeating the Capitals 5-4. The Jets hosted the Ducks in Winnipeg.
Kept alive by Pionk. Was shot toward the net. That came wide. Back out in front. Connor shot. He scores!
The call on Power 97. Kyle Connor completes a hat trick and netted that winner for the Jets to beat Anaheim 3-2. The Boston Bruins remain the top team in the NHL, beating the Flyers 4-1 last night. And finally, in the MLB, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge and Cardinals star Paul Goldschmidt take home the AL and NL MVP honors, respectively. Mark Remillard, ABC.
Substate Football Friday. Battle of Undefeateds 8-man Division 2 as Axtell entertains Canton Galva. Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Check out the gun show this weekend at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Saturday the 19th, doors will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 20th, they will be open from 9 to 3. Stop by both days for a hearty breakfast and cinnamon roll, as well as a very filling lunch. Want to learn more about free admission and a free food voucher? Contact Ashley Smith at 785-562-7931 for details. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2024 Trail Life USA High Adventure Trip to the Grand Canyon and high into the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Again, contact Ashley Smith for more details. Hope to see everyone up at the Marysville National Guard Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Friday. Here's the Steckline Report.
Well, it's the Steckline Wheat Outlook. Starting off by telling you that if I knew for sure, I wouldn't be here. Be making a lot more money somewhere else. So you take what you hear and throw out what you don't want, including all of it. Or you might take a little piece of it and say, hey, you know what, that makes sense, and so I might want to do this. And it's all hinges around marketing of our product. I got to tell you, when it comes to wheat, and that's what I want to talk about this program, we've got a pretty good outlook. Now, there's so many variables that it's impossible for any human being to say that he knows or he thinks he knows what the market's going to be. Whenever you hear that, if you see it in writing or hear it in voice, be careful, turn him off. because there's no way. Too many things can happen, friends. Example, we just had that that guy over there in Russia just change his mind. He was going to allow shipments out of the Ukraine of grain. Oh, yeah, he just changed his mind now. No way. People going nuts. Some of those people that get... human being. Well, so much for that. But that does have an effect on our market, maybe, because there will be some people who get their product from them that may come to the United States to buy some wheat. So that in itself is a positive. Drought? That's a big positive. If this doesn't change, friends, if we go into the spring crop year with a drought as bad as it is right now, Katie, bar the door what prices might be. That's the Stecklin Report this time around.
The Save Farm acronym, Service Member Agricultural Vocation Education, goes beyond just its name. It's a farm that runs a program to introduce people, mostly veterans and service members, to all aspects of farming and ranching while helping them transition from service. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Save Farm graduates Joe and Jen Graham give insight to the Save Farm and their testimonies of the program.
We initially learned about the program Memorial Day weekend, 2019. We were at the car show at City Park, and we were walking around, and we found the booth, and we talked to them, and it sounded like a program that I was interested in, and at the time, wasn't really the right time for us, but we were very interested, and then by the time I thought, you know what, I think I might do that, COVID hit, and everything kind of shut down, so that kind of threw a wrench in it, and then finally, at the beginning of 2021, I reached out, and I started in the summer of, we started in the summer of 2021.
Joe and Jen describe what they learned from the Save Farm program.
It helped me a lot coming out. The Army does the best they can to kind of transition you back into the civilian world, but they can't prepare you for everything. So Save, I felt, really gave me a purpose and gave me a reason to, you know, get out of bed. And I really appreciate, too, that it exposed me to different things that I wasn't really expecting, you know, animals and working cattle and gardens and a lot of different aspects of agriculture.
I would say it was much broader than I ever imagined. It wasn't something that I knew that I could be a part of until we went, and I realized it was something that I could do too, because I'm not a veteran. And so I was very excited that it was something that we could do together, and learned far more than we could have ever imagined. I would say we're still digesting it.
Joe and Jen explain why others should sign up for the Save Farm program.
I think it's a very great course, even if you don't necessarily want to pursue a career in farming. It's a really great education to kind of let you know more about food, the process, how it's made, how much work goes into the process. I think a lot of people just, you know, expect to go to the store and have their food there, but to really learn how much work goes behind that, it helps you appreciate it and just gives you a lot of really great knowledge overall of just food industry and how it works.
I would say go for it. It's hands-on. I think is, you know, it's great to be in the classroom, and that's needed as well. But the fact that you are right there on a farm and you get to do it hands-on with those who have experience, I think is invaluable.
I think, too, it's very much a family atmosphere. Just the little over a year we've been part of Save, contacts with a lot of people. So if we do have an issue, we do have a problem, there's a lot of people that we can reach out to. You know, once you graduate, Save Farm is your farm. Their ideology is really great to help people starting out in the business.
That's Save Farm graduates Joe and Jen Graham with insight to the Save Farm and their testimonies of the program. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Tea leaves are said to predict the future. Why not coffee bubbles to predict the weather? We will tell you how it works on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 18th, the 322nd day of the year. Actress Elizabeth Perkins celebrates a birthday, and Mickey Mouse turns 94 years old today. He debuted in the feature Steamboat Willie on this day in 1928. Here's a piece of weather lore that will be fun to try out the next time you're having a cup of joe. Some people believe the pattern of bubbles in your coffee cup can predict rain. High pressure corresponding to fair weather pushes on the surface of the coffee and forces the bubbles to the side. If the bubbles converge in the center, it means falling pressure, which often precedes foul weather. Your mileage may vary, as they say, but proponents say you'll have a better accuracy with stronger coffee and a cup with straight sides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, but a chilly 14 degrees. It's just 5 degrees off a record low. And our high around 30 today would be a seasonal low for mid-November. Heading into a cold weekend, but a warming trend into the first of next week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is game number 3 for the Kansas State Wildcats as they are starting off their season strong after winning against UMKC on Thursday night, 69-53. The victory ties the Wildcats with the Jayhawks and the rest of the Big 12 Conference sitting at 3-0 for the overall season as Kansas State has a quick turnaround with tip-off again on Monday night against Rhode Island at 6:30. Coming up tonight, it is another night of college basketball in Kansas as the number 6 Jayhawks take on Southern Utah with tip-off in Manhattan against the Thunderbirds at 7 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their close victory on Tuesday night against number 7 Duke as they finished off that game 69-64. After tonight's game, the Jayhawks are back on the road to take on North Carolina State Wednesday next week for a day game at 11 a.m. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers last night ended up pulling off a victory against Richmond with a close victory 56-53. That puts the Shockers 2-1 for the season so far and the middle of the pack in the American Athletic Conference.
Sub-state football kickoffs tonight in our broadcast feature. Axe still hosting Canton Galva. Battle of Undefeateds kickoff at 7 live on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app. In the bottom of the bracket, Thunder Ridge plays host to Dighton at Kensington. That game's a 6 o'clock kick. It's live on our sister station, FM 94.1 at Glen Elder, and it's on SunflowerStateRadio.com. Class 1A Centralia kicks off at St. Mary's, bottom of the bracket, Inman at Conway Springs. Class 2A, Battle of Nemaha County Big 7 rival, Sabetha at Nemaha Central, opposite southeast of Saline at Kingman. Class 3A, Clay Center's at Andale tonight, and Topeka Hayden's at Holton. Six-man Nebraska State Championship tonight at 7 at Kearney. The Pawnee City Indians take on Parkview Christian. Pawnee City under former Axtell coach Scott Brumbaugh.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-R-S.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Morgantown for a Big 12 clash with West Virginia. Our coverage begins at 11 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Old KU.
Hey, Kansas, we'll win!
Wear your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks look to make it two in a row over the Texas Longhorns. Pre-game begins at 2 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for Today's Country and Jayhawk football. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
KNDY.
Glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone.